Rafia Siddiqui. And I firstly want to talk to the Pakistani people who are in the embassy over here in Urdu for a couple of minutes. Assalamu alaikum, Pakistani bhaiyo aur behno. बड़ा अफसोस होता है कि साल हर साल के बाद भी हमारी बहन आफिया सिद्दीकी अभी तक जेल में है और आप लोग यहाँ पे अपना आराम से रह रहे हैं और कोई कोशिश आपने नहीं की कि उनको रिहा कराएं। ये तो बहुत बड़ा जुल्म है, ये तो बहुत बड़ी बेइंसाफी है और आपको ख्याल रखना चाहिए कि अगर आपने उसको आज़ाद ना करवाया तो फिर आखिरी आपका मकाम जहन्नुम में होगा। वो जहन्नुम जो कि उन लोगों के लिए तैयार किया गया है जो अपने आप को मुसलमान कहते हैं लेकिन इतनी हिम्मत नहीं कि अपनी बहन को आज़ाद करवा दें। इस शैतानी चुंगल में वो बेचारी फंस गई, पता नहीं क्या क्या मजालिम उसके साथ किए गए और इन तमाम मजालिम के दौरान ये पाकिस्तानी सफारतखाना खामोश रहा और जो लोग यहाँ पे काम करते हैं पता नहीं वो किस बुनियाद पे कितनी बेशर्मी के साथ यहाँ रहते होंगे या कभी अपनी बहन के मुतल्लिक बात नहीं करते। वो बेचारी उसको टैक्सेस भेज दिया और वहाँ पे वो बंद है और इतना उसको वो जलील करते हैं कि उससे लोग मिलना भी नहीं चाहते, खुद लोगों से वो मिलना नहीं चाहती क्योंकि जो भी मिलने के लिए आएगा तो उस बेचारी को अपने आप को जलील करना पड़ेगा ताकि वो उनसे मिल सके। पाकिस्तानी भाइयों और बहनों, अब तो आपको अल्लाह ताला ने एक और मौका दिया है कि इमरान खान मुंतखब हो गया और उसने आफिया सिद्दीकी का नाम भी लिया। एक तकरीर में उसने कहा कि हम आफिया सिद्दीकी को रिहा कराएंगे। अब आपके लिए बहुत ही बेशर्मी का मकाम होगा कि आप अब भी कुछ ना करें। ख्याल रखें कि आप पाकिस्तान के नुमाइंदे हैं, एक इस्लामी रियासत, दुनिया की वाहिद रियासत जो कि इस्लाम के नाम पर बनाई गई और आप यहाँ पे बैठे हुए हैं और कुछ नहीं कर रहे, बस पासपोर्ट इशू करते हैं। पता नहीं किस किस शैतान को आप लोगों ने पासपोर्ट वीज़ा दे दिए और उन्होंने जाके पाकिस्तान में कैसी कैसी गड़बड़ें की और कैसे उन्होंने जाके पाकिस्तान के अंदर फसाद किया। अमरीकियों को आप वीज़ा दे देते हैं और वो बेचारी हमारी बहन यहाँ फंसी हुई है और उसके ऊपर अहमकाना इल्ज़ाम के उसने जनाब 2-3 अमरीकी फौजियों पर हमला कर दिया, यानी एक MIT की ग्रेजुएट और उसको इस किस्म के इल्ज़ामात उस पर लगाना बहुत ही शर्मनाक। आपको ख्याल रखना चाहिए, पाकिस्तान को जलील ना करें। आप पाकिस्तान के नुमाइंदे हैं और नुमाइंदे होते हुए आपके ऊपर ये फ़र्ज होता है कि पाकिस्तान की बुनियाद पर कुछ ना कुछ कहें। अगर बिल्कुल ही बेशर्म नहीं हो गए, अगर बिल्कुल ही बेगैरत नहीं हो गए तो कम अज़ कम कहें तो सही कि हम जानते हैं कि उस बेचारी पर जुल्म हो रहा है और उसको बंद करके पता नहीं किस तरीके से उसको जुल्म किया गया है, कैसे उसको उसकी तहकीर की गई और उसको नीचा दिखाने की कोशिश, उसकी स्पिरिट तोड़ने की कोशिश। इस हद तक उसने कहा कि मैं चाहती नहीं कि मेरे खिलाफ कोई और मेरे फेवर में भी कोई ना आए क्योंकि वो जलील करते हैं उसको। तो मैं आपसे अपील करता हूँ, अगर आप अब भी मुसलमान हैं, अगर आपके अंदर अब भी थोड़ा बहुत ईमान है, अगर अब भी आपके अंदर थोड़ा सा दीन है तो आपको चाहिए कि कम से कम इस चीज़ का एतराफ़ करें कि एक मज़लूम औरत, एक पढ़ी लिखी औरत, एक अजीम औरत जिसका सिर्फ ये कसूर था कि उसने इस्लाम की दावत दी और इस मुल्क के अंदर बैठे हुए भी इस्लाम को फैलाने की कोशिश की, कम अज़ कम कुछ तो बोलो। रसूल मोहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम की हदीस है कि जब बुराई देखो तो तुम्हारे पर फर्ज है कि उसको रोको अपने हाथ से, अगर नहीं रोक सकते तो कम से कम कुछ कहो। ये दूसरा दर्जा है ईमान का। और तीसरा ये है कि बुराई को दिल में बुराई मानो और ये ऐसा घटिया दर्जा है कि आप तकरीबन इस्लाम से निकल चुके होंगे। अगर आप पाकिस्तान के नुमाइंदे हैं, आप पर फर्ज होता है कि अपनी बात साफ साफ कहें, कम से कम इस चीज का एतराफ करें कि आपको मालूम है कि ये जुल्म हो रहा है। अगर आप कुछ नहीं कर सकते तो कम से कम यही कहें कि हम कुछ नहीं कर सकते, उसका नाम तो ले। अल्लाह ताला आपको हिदायत दे। आमीन। अस्सलाम वालेकुम।
यस यस,
आई एम रियली वेरी हैप्पी टू बी हियर विद आवर ब्रदर मौरिस अला खान एंड अदर ब्रदर्स एंड सिस्टर्स हु हैव कम हियर दैट वी आर
doing something which most people are not doing, and that is to speak in support of a woman, a very great lady, highly educated. You can't get more highly educated than that. I have a PhD, but she has something more than a PhD. That was from MIT and so on. So this is a very wonderful woman we are talking about. Has she committed any crimes? No, absolutely not. No one can prove that she has committed any crime of any sort. And her family has been attacked. Her children have been taken away. Even her husband was used, ex-husband was used against her. There is no limit to the brutalities they have perpetrated against Dr. Afia Siddiqui. It is time for the world to know that Pakistanis and Muslims in general will not stand for it. Afia Siddiqui must be freed. It is time for Afia Siddiqui to be freed. Dr. Afia Siddiqui. Long live Dr. Afia Siddiqui. Long live Pakistan. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Let me just, and I'm gonna say something, and then after I say something, I'll have
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. We are out here today in front of the one side of the Pakistan embassy, the side that is perhaps the most visited for the counselor section of the embassy. It's a huge embassy like many are in these parts. We're here not to protest necessarily against the Pakistani government, and especially the Pakistani government that has just recently taken power, at least ostensibly. There are many well-wishers that I've met around the country and in different parts of the world. Well-wishers of the new Prime Minister Imran Khan, who believe that he is a breath of fresh air for Pakistan, that he is a man who has his own wealth, as a result of which he is not as tainted with corruption as others who have preceded him in that office. And other high offices in Pakistan, a man who has more of a spiritual bent at this stage in his life, and he's someone who many believe can be trusted, and he is someone who has called for the repatriation of Dr. Afia Siddiqui, the daughter of the nation. Now, unlike others who I've heard make that same call, it is believed that this man will at least strive to the best of his ability to keep his word. We're hoping that this is indeed the case. And so this rally today is not just a rally for our sister, Afia Siddiqui, but it's also a rally to show support for Imran Khan's call for the release of Afia. And we're hoping that by doing it in front of the Pakistan embassy, that the word will get out far and wide that those who have either A, been in opposition to Afia's release within Pakistan, or those who have been dragging their feet on her release in terms of doing the kinds of things that Pakistan is capable of doing but hasn't done up until now, the Pakistani government, that they will do what they should have done years ago. Afia Siddiqui is not going to get released through the judicial process. I mean, subhanAllah, we are able to see with the theater that has unfolded over the past couple of weeks over a nominee to the highest court in the land of the land, the kind of chaos that America's judiciary is in. She's not going to get relief through the courts. Political prisoners rarely do in the land of liberty and justice for all. We have political prisoners who have been imprisoned in the United States in different parts of the penal gulag for decades. Many of them are dying off. A couple of names that immediately come to light, or to mind, I should say, are Mumia Abu-Jamal, Leonard Peltier, and there are many others. Many others. And so, we believe that at the end of the day, the best way for our political prisoners to have any chance at all of relief is if the issues are raised in the court of public opinion. Issues are raised loud enough and long enough and effective enough for those with a conscience to feel at least a tinge of embarrassment. And we have people on both sides of this particular case, people in Pakistan and people here in the United States, that need to feel embarrassed about this political prisoner, Afia Siddiqui, a far more developed person than a victim, I should say, than Malala Yousafzai was at the time that she was rescued by Western forces and given safe sanctuary in a Western state. Afia Siddiqui, at the time of her disappearance, was a far more developed Malala Yousafzai. And look at what the leader of the free world, quote-unquote, has done to her and continues to do to her to this day. So we are here to bring attention to this political prisoner that is now in her 15th year of wrongful imprisonment. It has been 15 years now, this year, that Afia Siddiqui has been wrongfully imprisoned. This woman who graduated with honors from MIT in Brandeis. This woman who was known far and wide for her dawah, far and wide for her humanitarian relief work during the Bosnian crisis. A woman known far and wide for her commitment to Islam, a hafidah of Quran, wasting away on a military base in Fort Worth, Texas. The only thing that is perhaps worse than this is the fact that there has been so much silence within and among those who know of her captivity, who know of her imprisonment. So much silence in this land called America, even among her own spiritual kith and kin. So much silence. Major Muslim organizations that have not yet found the intestinal fortitude to at least, at the very least, release a letter of concern for this long victimized political prisoner. Someone that Ramsey Clark, the former U.S. Attorney General, has described, and I heard him use these words with my own ears. I was present in Texas when he said this, when he referred to Afia Siddiqui, her case, as the worst case of individual injustice he has ever witnessed. This is a man who is roughly 90 years old now. He is a man who has been all over the world, formerly held the highest law enforcement office in the land, and he has described the case of Afia Siddiqui as the worst case of individual injustice he's ever witnessed. What happened to her and her children, a child, the baby who was killed at the time of the abduction that took place in March of 2003. Two other children, Mariam and Ahmed, who were secretly held for a number of years, even if their mother came under suspicion, according to the U.S. government, with the sanction of a corrupt Musharraf government. Even if she came under suspicion, you know, the children, why were the children held for 5 and 6.5 years? 5 years in the case of Ahmed, 6.5 years in the case of Mary. Yes, this is a terrible, terrible case. And this is a case that should cause us all, those of us who learn of what happened to this Muslim woman, it should cause us all to hold our heads in shame. That something like this, and now I'm speaking to my American brethren who are not Muslim, you should feel ashamed of what your country, your nation's government has done to this Muslim woman in the name of national security, in the name of pretending to keep you safe. No, what has happened to Afia Siddiqui is nothing more than a cover-up. It has been a cover-up ever since, we believe, within weeks of the government recognizing that they had made a terrible mistake. That their intelligence on this Muslim woman was wrong. Just like the intelligence that led us into a war in Iraq based on weapons of mass destruction that now the entire world knows did not exist. The destruction of a country, Afghanistan and Iraq, the subsequent invasion and dismemberment of a number or destabilization of a number of other countries. In the ensuing years of this so-called war on terrorism, all based upon intelligence that many of the pundits say today, those who are strong enough in their objectivity to make the assessment that it was wrong. Much of what this country has done in the name of a war on terrorism and national security is wrong. All those men and boys that were picked up, many of them sold for bounties in Pakistan, winding up at Guantanamo. And our government coming to a realization years later that they were innocent. That they were innocent, so many of them, the vast majority of them, innocent. But tainted so badly that when they wind up being released after years of wrongful captivity and torture, they can't even be released to their home countries. This is sad. This is despicable. And Afia Siddiqui is right at the heart of all of this. And again, the fact that so many Muslim organizations and so many prominent Muslims, so many celebrity shuyuk are silent on this case. Takes the shame of it to another level. And so we're appealing to our brothers and sisters in high places in the Pakistani government. We're appealing to men and women of conscience here in the United States, within certain offices that have the ability to weigh in a positive way on this case that has been going on for far too long. We're looking for you and we're hoping for you to do something. We're hoping to awaken your conscience with the few people that are out here today taking a stand for this woman and her family by extension, who are not able to do so themselves. With that said, I want to invite a friend of ours who is here, a supporter of Afia Siddiqui, who has a personal connection in an indirect way to the tragedy that this case is soaked within because of something that happened to one of our own loved ones in the name of national security in a war on terrorism. I'm going to let her introduce herself and give a little bit about her own personal story before she shares how she feels about Afia Siddiqui.
Hi, thank you. My name is Ashley Young. I am the sister of Nicholas Young, who was arrested 2 summers ago. Who was arrested 2 summers ago on charges of terrorism, becoming the first law enforcement officer in the U.S. to be accused of terrorism. He had served on the police force for 13 years. He had been a brother of Islam for 10 years. His arrest marked the end of a six-year investigation into him. 6 years that started with no evidence of any criminal activity. Throughout the 6 years that he was investigated, no criminal activity. The FBI tried to take affidavits of criminal complaints to the DOJ 4 times prior to his arrest, and 4 times they would not hand down an indictment because there was nothing there. He was arrested because a paid FBI informant who met him through the mosque. He was introduced, this paid informant was introduced to my brother's best friend by the imam in the mosque. This informant was sitting at the feet of the imam when my brother's best friend met him. He started a friendship with my brother, and 2 years into the friendship, 3 times they asked him to send gift cards, mobile messaging gift cards. After the third time of asking, my brother sent Google Play gift cards to someone who he thought was a friend who was actually the FBI. Because of this crime, he has received 15 years in federal prison. Prior to his arrest, I had no idea about any other cases post 9/11 of injustices and Muslim political prisoners being rounded up strategically in America. I had no idea. Afia Siddiqui, maybe I heard her name. Did I think twice about it? No. So after my brother's arrest, I started doing research and I was shocked. I was embarrassed and ashamed. How do none of my friends know about any of these cases? I started doing extensive research. And in the first decade after 9/11, some amazingly prominent people in the Muslim community were targeted. Afia Siddiqui, Dr. Ali Tamimi, Dr. Sami Alarian, the Holy Land Five. Strategically, the government took away people of influence, people of power, people of inspiration from the Muslim community. The second decade after 9/11, they started taking off the low-hanging fruit. And these cases against Muslims in America have only increased. The numbers have increased We are 17 years after 9/11, and we are seeing an increase in these cases. And it is my conviction that it is because not enough people speak out against them. Not enough people take an interest to look at these cases, look at the facts, because many of them are not given to the American public correctly. Maybe at a certain point in time, the Muslim community in Northern Virginia was very supportive of people who are going to trial under charges of this. It has been my experience that the community that was maybe once there is no longer there. It is silent. My brother attended mosque in the area for 10 years. His brothers and sisters in Islam turned their backs on him. And this is going on too much because I've met many people now, dozens of people who have incarcerated loved ones who've been wrongly targeted by the government, who tell me the same thing. The communities that they were a part of turned their backs on them. Now, I'm just one person. I don't have much to offer. But what I do have is free and independent thought. I'm an able-bodied person, so at the very least, I can show up. And the last thing I have to offer is a voice. And I'm going to use it. And I wish that more people would use it and stop silencing these wretched trials, imprisonment, lengthy prison sentences, because they're not going to stop unless the community starts to care more. And it's beautiful to me that people are here for Afia Siddiqui. Her case was 13 years before my brother's case. And if more people were doing this for other Muslim political prisoners, hopefully 13 years after my brother's case, there will be less Muslims who have to go through this.
And we should also note that the authorities decided to go after her brother, Nick Young, with an agent provocateur after they made an attempt to have him work undercover for them, and he refused. Four attempts. Our sister Nadra Sadiq.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, most gracious, most merciful. I'm Nadrat Siddiq, and I am a Siddiq who tries to stand up for Afia Siddiqui as well as for all other innocents who are in prison. The word Siddiq has a meaning, I don't know if you know. But Siddiq means one who affirms the truth, and I feel compelled to speak the truth about this case, as well as the case of so many political prisoners being held by the United States and its proxies. The secret prisons have been used throughout the world to imprison the people who were kidnapped, just like our sister Afia, and we will not stand for that. And our faith calls for speaking out against the mistreatment and false imprisonment. And so that's why I'm here. I also like to say that I'm a marathoner, and I will be running the Chicago Marathon in about 1 week in the name of Dr. Afia Siddiq to free Dr. Afia. I would not be doing that if I was not absolutely certain of her innocence. This sister is innocent, and we demand that she be released, And we are actually very shocked and amazed at the silence of the Pakistani media. I personally have written many letters to the Pakistani media soon after the various actions we have conducted. And they have not published them, and nor do they question the imprisonment of Dr. Afia. So that's another point to note about which we are outraged. We ask Dawn and Nation and Jung and all these papers, where are you and why are you not reporting the truth about Dr. Afia? On the other hand, I also write to the American newspapers about Dr. Afia's case. Usually this is in conjunction with my marathoning for Dr. Afia, which I have done 3 marathons for her now, and inshallah I'll be doing many more. Well, hopefully she'll be released before I have to do too many more. But in any case, we write to the Boston Globe, the Washington Post, other newspapers, and again, they do not publish them. On the other hand, they publish complete rubbish about Dr. Afia. They publish lies about what she supposedly did and her terroristic links and this and that. But we are not fooled, and we hope that the Pakistani people and the American people are not fooled, and we applaud the Afia Foundation for bringing forth the truth about her case. The information is out there. I think the website is, can you say the name of the website?
It's afia.org.
So afia.org is the website. Please go to that website, afia.org. It's A-A-F-I-A, afia.org. That's it? Afia.org to check for the true information about her case and not just the propaganda that's out there. So inshallah, wish me well that I don't collapse during the Chicago Marathon, and we will be praying and making dua for Dr. Afia throughout the 26.2 miles. And it's only somebody like Dr. Afia that would make me run that far for the cause of justice. Free Dr. Afia. Free all political prisoners.
Okay, alhamdulillah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
My
name is Khairul Alam. I'm usually engaged in the Dawah scene. I just have one short message. We've already had beautiful messages and the reason as to why we're standing in front of you here today. I have one short message, and it's for the Muslim Ummah, our brothers and sisters in Islam. We often hear the same message over and over again whenever someone is going through trials and difficulties. We often hear that, imagine if this was your sister. We hear, imagine if this was your mother. Imagine if this was your brother or your father or someone close to you. We need to literally change that mentality, because this is our sister. This is our mother. We have to stop saying that. We've been talking the talk for a long time. Now it's time to walk the walk. So, my one message to everyone who's listening, inshallah, and we don't care about the numbers, honestly, right? Because if one person can make a difference, that's all we need. I know a friend who knows another friend who said they have direct contact with the family of Afia Siddiq, Sister Afia Siddiq, who told him that Dr. Afia Siddiq sees the Prophet, peace be upon him, in her dreams every night. And he comes to her and says, Assalamu alaikum. You see, Dr. Afia Siddiq already has won the case. So it is upon us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is actually testing us to see if we're going to use our voice, if we're going to take a stance. Because all this, imagine if this was your sister, if this was your brother, is not working anymore. I want us to know that this is our sister, this is our mother, and we will stand by her like family stands by family. Jazakallah khair, barakallah feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar. Okay, I'm going to shut it down. I'm going to make some final comments.
Okay, brothers and sisters. We are now at the conclusion of this short rally that we wanted to have outside of the counselor section of the Pakistan Embassy. The numbers were small, but As my brother just pointed out, and this is something that I learned a long time ago, it's not a numbers game. It's the quality and energy and commitment of the people that sincerely come into the mix. We always want to have large numbers because the numbers help us to generate the kind of pressure that we need to bring to bear on folks who are either one of two things, either afraid or complicit. But when we don't have the numbers, I mean, this is something that we have learned through history. You know, there are forces that we can't see. You know, and if you bring whatever you're able to bring to the table of these kinds of issues sincerely, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless the effort. And you may not see the blessing immediately, but that blessing will be seen. It will be seen and it will be felt. We have another rally that we're planning to do next month in New York City at the United Nations. Inshallah ta'ala, we're going to have other partners with us, a number of other partners that have already signed on. This morning I spoke about, I shared some of the information, the thankfulness that a mother out of North Carolina wanted to share for some members of Project Salaam out of Albany, New York, that assisted her with being able to see her son, being able to visit her son, who she hadn't seen in a while. And I had spoken about how Project Salaam is part of NCPCF, and how we, the Afia Foundation, actually from the organization that we were before, our forerunner, the Peace and Justice Foundation, were one of the founding members of NCPCF. Well, Project Salaam, actually NCPCF, and a number of the organizations within the coalition have already signed on for the action that's going to take place in New York. The International Action Center, Ramsey Clark's organization, which is part of NCPCF, the coalition. They are one of our partners for the demonstration that will take place in New York City. So we're expecting the numbers in New York to be much better than the numbers were here in Washington, D.C. And the struggle will continue. It's just going to continue and continue and continue until our sister Afia Siddiqui is free. So with that said, I want to thank my brothers and sisters, especially those who traveled quite a distance. Most of this crew that you see here came with Dr. Kalkab Siddiq from quite a distance up in Maryland. And again, kind of putting to shame some of our brothers and sisters who are right here in the metro area who could have been here and should have been here. But they traveled quite a distance, alhamdulillah, and we are grateful to them for being here and adding muscle to the spiritual muscle that we brought to the table. May Allah Ta'ala bless them for every mile that they drove. And may Allah Ta'ala bless us to continue in this struggle. And for those of us who have been blessed to come into this path called Al-Islam, may Allah Ta'ala bless us to die not except in a state of Islam. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you.